EO.
Luigi Mangione, the defendant, is charged with one count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism.
Alvin Bragg says Mangione was indicted on 11 counts overall.
This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation.
Mangione is still being held in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. Police still don't know why a 15-year-old girl opened fire at her Wisconsin school yesterday, killing a teacher and another student. Matt Piper has that.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes offered no details about a possible motive, but he says bullying at Abundant Life Christian School would be investigated.
We're talking to students to understand whether bullying was one of those multiple factors.
But he would not go into detail about possible other factors. Besides the two deaths, six others were wounded, including two students who remain in critical condition.
Jim Krasula reports on the latest cutting-edge surgery.
She calls it a new beginning. Tawana Looney is recovering after getting a pig kidney transplant at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. The 53-year-old Alabama woman is the fifth American to receive a gene-edited pig organ.
I know anything can happen now, just like on dialysis, but I want to know that I tried.
Looney's kidney was damaged by high blood pressure at the end of a pregnancy in 2016.
Ukraine has taken responsibility for the assassination of Russia's chemical weapons chief. He was killed by a scooter packed with explosives outside an apartment building in Moscow. Haley Ott has more.
Ukrainian security sources told CBS News that the country's security service, the SBU, had carried out the bombing, killing Kirillov in what it called a special operation and calling him a war criminal and a legitimate target because they say he ordered the use of banned chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Many of us are surprised when we see the final charges on some of the things we buy because of all those hidden fees. The FTC has now banned them, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The president says junk fees cost Americans hundreds of dollars each year. They include hidden costs tacked onto ticket sales and hotel rooms. Consumers often don't know about them until they check out. Biden says these fees add up and take real money out of the pockets of Americans.
Consumers stepped up their spending last month. Retail sales indicated the economy is still growing at a healthy pace. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Charges will not be dismissed against the 22-year-old charged with homicide after crashing into the Play It Again Sports in Kenosha last year. In court yesterday, an attorney for A.J. Perangeli asked for two homicide charges to be thrown out. However, that didn't happen, and a jury trial date was set. Eli Lilly is getting the go-ahead. The Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission has approved preliminary site plans for Eli Lilly's $3 billion expansion in Kenosha County. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of space and is set to be completed by March of 2026. Respectively, Racine and Kenosha County saw a 14% and a 19% year-over-year increase in November home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the entire seven-county region only saw a 4% increase. And Burlington Area School District voters will have an April referendum question. The school district is seeking $13.8 million over 3 years, aiming to cover expenses like salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers get a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Wisconsin Badgers lost their two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke. They've announced that San Diego State quarterback Danny O'Neill is coming to Madison. O'Neill started in 11 games as a true freshman, completing 63% of his passes for over 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. NFL, the Packers, with an extra day off after beating the Seahawks in Seattle Sunday night, head coach Matt LaFleur had these instructions for the players after the game.
Handle your body, handle your business. We got another primetime game at our house, a Monday night game against the New Orleans Saints. All right? Every game is critical, man, and we got to keep stacking these wins.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in the NBA Cup Finals in Las Vegas.
This cup, you know, I liked it last year as a broadcaster. I love it more as a coach. I think it's good for our league. You don't get this experience during a regular season.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the low 30s. Then more snow showers developing for Thursday and Thursday night with accumulations, high, low 30s. Currently, it's 37.
Your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I know you're just itching to do some texting, right? And I've got a keyword for you in this hour's Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, find the WRJN page and the text button, and get ready to text this keyword, season, S-E-A-S-O-N, season. Text that before 5 p.m. It's your chance to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And every winner also gets in on the grand prize, a selection from our grown-up gift list. The list includes a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snowblower, and a luggage set. Again, this hour's keyword is season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Text that to us before 5 p.m. And good luck from WRJN.
Me. Whoa, you cry and want Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddle. Stuart, I have a book for you. Maybe I'll gift this to you this holiday season.
That'd be nice. I didn't get you anything.
The book is called McAtlas. Would you care to take a guess? I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. What do you think McAtlas is all about?
It's an atlas of the McDonald's around the world.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And what they offer on their menu as compared to the United States.
Do they go into unique architecture? Because I find that interesting. Different regions will have, more like different municipalities will have rules. I know there's one in Arizona, I think, or New Mexico it's got a Southwestern theme by law.
By law, okay.
Well, they have rules and regulations about what can be built and what materials can be used. So,
well, it does say that the book has more than 250 photographs. Now, it doesn't say if it's photographing the food or the architecture or both. So
yeah, it can't be a bunch of arches.
Yeah, exactly. Here are some of the menu items. In the Philippines, they've got McSpaghetti.
Okay.
I don't know as if I want spaghetti, I don't think the Golden Arches would be my first.
You would try all of it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't act like you wouldn't.
China sells marinated chicken bones. Just the bones?
McBones.
McBones. What do you do? Just suck on the bone? What do you do with bones?
I don't know. It's the number four. You get it with a side of gristle.
In Japan and Hong Kong, students use the restaurants for both studying and dating.
Oh.
See, here in the U.S., it's a drive-through culture, right?
Mainly. Some of them still have the kids play zones inside.
The book is available now at McAtlas.com.
Look for it under my McTree.
There's Stuart J. Waddles keeping us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personal service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
The 11th day of the WRJN 12.
12 Deals of Christmas. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Give the gift of clear vision this holiday season. Dr. Warren combines cutting-edge technology with compassionate care, ensuring patients receive efficient and high-quality service. Whether it's glasses or contact lenses, appointments are designed to be quick and easy. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15 today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now Timeless Hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Tell me maybe that someday will happen. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
It's Buddy Holly and the Crickets on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and in case you missed it just a little bit earlier, let me repeat this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. This hour's keyword is season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Just find the WRJN page on the Civic Media app, find the text button, and text season for your chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Good luck. From WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's the Beach Boys.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. If you can, let them down the streets, so down right to the traffic cop.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine and Kenosha counties outperformed the broader region in November. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors reported a 14% increase in home sales in Racine County and a 19% increase for Kenosha County. The overall seven-county region saw only a 4% rise in year-to-year sales. That big barge in the lake is remaking Reef Point. Racine's Reef Point Marina is undergoing a significant transformation, with Phase 1 already showing progress. Over half the docks in the northeast area have been dismantled, with a specialized barge with a crane assisting in relocating the old piers. The renovation will eventually feature new docks, improved pumping stations, and an upgraded restroom facility. Burlington has a big budget question next year. Officials with the Burlington Area School District are moving forward with an operational referendum next spring. It'll be seeking almost $14 million over 3 years to address budget shortfalls. The BASD board approved the referendum for April 1st, asking to allow the district to exceed state revenue limits by $4.5 million annually. The funding aims to cover essential expenses like employee salaries and benefits. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the low 30s. Then more snow showers developing for Thursday and Thursday night with accumulations, high, low 30s. Currently, it's 37.
Flaming.
are your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and those texts are coming in hot and heavy now. Keep them coming. It's this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. This hour's keyword is season, S-E-A-S-O-N. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN and the text button, and text season before 5 o'clock for your chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Good luck from WRJN.
More than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
Friends.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Thing number one. When Abraham Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., he was carrying two pairs of spectacles and a lens polisher, a pocket knife, a watch fob, a linen handkerchief, and a brown leather wallet containing a $5 Confederate note and nine newspaper clippings. Thing number two. A person swallows approximately 295 times while eating dinner. Thing number three. In 1776, a popular breakfast for American kids was popcorn served with sugar and cream. And thing number four, in ancient Greece, tossing an apple to a girl was a marriage proposal. If she caught it, the answer was yes. What if you were a bad aim or she was a klutz? And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
This Friday, December 20th, make your way to Runnings in Burlington for a can't-miss event. From 9 to 3, a Milwaukee Tool specialist will be in store to offer project planning tips and expert insights. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Milwaukee Tool products throughout the day. Whether you're shopping for the perfect gift or upgrading your own tools, Runnings has the quality and savings you need, wrapped in holiday cheer. Visit Runnings in Burlington this Friday on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thing he's found.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and you have just a few more minutes to text this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. You have until 5 o'clock to text the keyword SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, for your chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Good luck from WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
WRJN.
Don't you care? are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you. This feeling too,
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.